每早晨，这都是新的。神的诚实极其广大。亲爱的听友，弟兄姊妹，早安！欢迎收听中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
3月14日，圣灵的功。因为所赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里，罗马书5章5节。神的圣灵有两个重要的工作。首先，圣灵要我们认罪，他既来了，就要叫世人为罪、为义、为审判，自己责备自己。约翰福音16章8节。在我们归信基督之前，我们必须先认罪，我们必须悔改。圣灵让我们有挣扎，责备自己。圣灵要我们在自己和神面前承认自己是罪人。圣灵赐给我们能力转离自己的罪。其次，圣灵是保惠师，带领我们进入真理。当我们把生命交托给基督之后，圣灵帮助我们理解领会神的话语。圣灵是我们的导师，在我们困难和悲伤的时候，他也是我们的安慰。哥林多前书2章14节说，属血气的人不领会神圣灵的事。为什么未重生的人没有圣灵？因为他的罪还没有被赦免，所以就无法得到引导进入一切的真理，也就无法理解圣经的话语。这就好比去读一本用陌生的语言写成的书一样，是不可能的。当我接受耶稣基督为救主的那一刻，圣灵就进驻到我的心里。正如桃树所说，尽管每一个基督徒都可以得到圣灵，但圣灵不一定得到每一个基督徒的心。对于一个想要受教的学生来说，他必须愿意倾听并渴望向他的老师学习。基督徒若要想在圣经的智慧和知识上长进，他就必须甘心乐意地学习神的话语，愿意做圣灵的小学生。我们一起祷告。哦，圣灵啊，求你充满我的心，奉耶稣基督的名，阿们。
您现在收听到的是中英文双语灵修每日眷语。
March 14th, The Work of the Holy Spirit. God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has been given to us. Romans 5:5.The Holy Spirit of God plays two important roles. First, He convicts men of sin. And when He comes, He will convict the world of sin and of righteousness and of judgment. John 16:8. This is why before we come to Christ, we must acknowledge our sin. We must renounce our sins. The Holy Spirit makes us feel uncomfortable and pricks our consciences.He makes us acknowledge and admit to ourselves and to God that we are sinners. And then He gives us the strength and the power to turn from our sins. The second role of the Holy Spirit is as teacher, a guide into all truth. after we have committed our lives to Christ, the Holy Spirit helps us understand the written Word of God. He is our instructor. He is also our comforter in times of trouble and sorrow. That is why the natural man does not understand the things of the Spirit, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Why the unregenerate man does not have the Holy Spirit, because he has not had his sins forgiven and so has not received his leader into all truth and cannot comprehend the Scriptures. It would be like trying to read a book in unfamiliar language. It would be impossible. The moment I receive Jesus Christ as Savior, the Holy Spirit takes up residence in my heart. The problem, as A.W. Tozer has noted, is that though every believer has the Holy Spirit does not have every believer. For a student to be taught, he must listen and desire to learn from his teacher. For the Christian to grow in wisdom and knowledge of the Word of God, he must be willing to study God's Word and be a willing pupil of God's Holy Spirit. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill my heart. In Jesus' name.